Well, whether you're into organic food or not, our resident chef Kathy Gunst is here right now with some thoughts on stuffing your vegetables. Kathy, welcome back.
Hi, Jeremy.
So you've got stuffed flowers here in front of me.
I do. Towards the end of the season, there's still a load of zucchini blossoms and other squash all produce blossoms. And this time of year, the fruit, the zucchini, the squash is slowing down and you can pick the blossoms and stuff them. So yeah, feel free to bite into that. So I picked those this morning from the garden and I put goat cheese and tomatoes and sauteed leeks in there. And then you make this batter just from flour and water. Dip it in and saute it in a bit of olive oil. So good. Zucchini blossoms are extremely delicate. So without getting into a whole sex ed class, there are male and female zucchini blossoms, and ideally you want to use the male. They tend to be the larger blossoms, and those are better to stuff with. So at this time of year, you don't have to worry that much about it because gardens are winding down in many parts of the country. But all kinds of squash blossoms, this beautiful pumpkin orange, the whole thing's edible. You just clean them out, make sure you don't have any bees in there, and you can stuff them with all kinds of things. But that's one of my favorite combinations.
And what about the delicacy of the flower? Is it hard to stuff them without breaking it?
Oh, I'm glad you asked me that. You want to pick them in the morning when they're wide open. And then what I do is I stuff them. You don't overstuff them. You put a generous tablespoon of stuffing in, and then I tie the stuffing in with a chive. So I use the chive like a piece of string, so it keeps it in.
Oh, cool.
So everything's edible. You can make them way ahead of time. They're amazing with champagne or bubbly wine or cocktails. A little labor intensive, but not crazy for the payoff of the flavor. Love them.
Okay, and in front of me, you've also got here something a little more familiar to people who know stuffed vegetables, stuffed peppers.
Yeah, stuffed peppers were something like you found in the cafeteria in the 50s and the 60s, and you weren't that happy about them. So I've tried to reinvent them. I've had incredible stuffed peppers in Turkey and Greece and a lot of Mediterranean countries. These are kind of Mediterranean flavors inside this stuffed pepper. Also picked it from the garden this morning. It's got ground beef or ground lamb that's sautéed with some anchovies and tomatoes and basil. And what I love about these stuffed vegetables is so many vegetables are adaptable and will hold a stuffing, and they can be made a whole day ahead of time. So if you're having dinner or having a party, you can make them on a Tuesday and then just come home from work and heat them up, and you don't have to do anything. And they're whole dinners. You don't really need much more than a beautiful salad and some crusty bread.
And that's delicious, too.
Isn't that nice?
Got a nice spice to it as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of nice spices in there and a lot of fresh basil. So what you want to do when you're stuffing vegetables is you want the stuffing to have a whole lot of flavor. When you taste it, it might even seem strong. Like when I tasted that raw, the anchovy really came through. But now I think it's kind of subtle that it's been cooked and baked for about an hour. And you'll notice I'm serving it at room temperature. Mm-hmm. This is something you do see quite a bit in Turkey and other Mediterranean countries. And I just drizzle olive oil and fresh lemon juice over this pepper. And at room temperature, it doesn't quite feel as heavy. And, you know, in the winter, I might serve it hot. But I love that it's room temperature.
Yeah, and you gave me a nice little lemon here, which I squeezed over the top of it thinking,
good job.
Why would you ever not lemon something, really?
Well, lemon almost never hurts. Exactly. Lemon something.
Well,
it's a good book title.
Well, the last thing you have here for me is a stuffed eggplant dish.
Yeah, so again, eggplants are very plentiful this time of year. And I took it and I used a spoon or a melon scooper and I scooped out the flesh, leaving the shell, the purple part of the eggplant, intact. And this is purely vegetarian. I sauteed the eggplant with a lot of onions and all kinds of great spices, cinnamon, a little cayenne. I added a little bit of cumin and just a bit of panko breadcrumbs on the top. And I bake it on top of a fresh tomato sauce, but you could use a bottled tomato sauce. And that took about 20 minutes. And then, you know, again, I made it yesterday and heated up today and it's all done.
And how much time does all of this take you generally to stuff a vegetable versus doing something else, making something else?
It takes a little bit more time because you have to prepare the vegetable shell and you have to make the filling. But I think the make-ahead possibilities make it worth it. it's a really fun dinner, whether it's for a regular weeknight family dinner or something special on the weekends. And the other thing, if you do have time, is to do a whole variety. You could do that eggplant filling with zucchini. Mm. You can stuff an onion. You can stuff a tomato.
You can stuff an onion?
Oh, yeah. You just kind of use the layers there. The way you stuff an artichoke, you know, you pull apart the leaves, the same thing with the onion. Obviously, stuffed cabbage is a very traditional, famous dish, which I also love. You can scoop out tomatoes and add fillings to that. Grape leaves, the Greeks do that. It's wonderful. It's not quite a vegetable, but it can be. There are a lot of possibilities for stuffing veggies.
And we will put your recipes up at our website, hereandnow.org. Kathy Gunst, our resident chef, thanks as always.
Thanks, Jeremy.